supermarket standards. AM PM Farms Butchery and Market. Southern hospitality you can taste.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramon?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good.
So you made it to work without incident?
No, I did not. No, I did not make it to work without incident. No.
What happened?
It's like almost too unbelievable. They've had this bridge. They've had the bridge, double bridge is blocked off, right? You have to wait like 30 minutes as they do nothing. Above the bridge. You know, whatever they're doing is the stuff below the bridge. You know, it's all kept on the down low. It's like, look, I'm just waiting for that whole bridge to crumble one day because I didn't think that's what's going to happen. And I don't know why. I don't know why we're going to wait for that to happen, but I guess, neither here nor there until it actually does fall apart. But so they've had it blocked off for that reason, right? So I had to go back through there today, right? And the bridge work was done yesterday. Whatever they did, you know, the duct tape they put on the bottom of the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they finished duct taping the bottom of the bridge. And so it was good to go yesterday, the second time I went through there. So
yeah.
I'm assuming it's like good to go today, right? No. I'm stuck twice as far back as I had been previously. Like, every car in the line is, like, turning around. I don't know where they're going because I don't know how to get out of there. I'm not going all the way back to Clemson Boulevard to get to where I need to be. So I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking to myself, they took the industrial jack off the bridge. They're gone. So they packed up and left. So what the hell is going on here now? You know,
there was nobody on the bridge with flags or anything?
No, it turns out they're mowing and trimming tree branches in the middle of the daytime, right before
there?
The bridge.
Oh, no.
And now they've got the cars back twice as far back as they were when they were doing work on the bridge.
That's not, That's not good.
Right. That's what are you blanking kidding me? We don't care about the grass, nor do we care about the dead tree branches stuck in the woods, and we don't care.
Yeah, do
get
that.
Out of our way. We have places to go. You know, Ramona, here's my thought for the day.
Okay, what's your thought for the day?
You know, where we live in this litigious society, right? Where everyone who drives through some percentage of the people who drive through every fast food place wind up suing the fast food places for serving them coffee that's too hot.
Correct.
I want to sue the people who sue the fast food places for coffee that's too hot. For making my coffee too cold.
Too cold.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, because they can't make it hot anymore.
Right. If they can sue for that reason, then I think I should be able to sue to be able to get hot coffee.
That's true. You want it scalded.
Yeah, now, I'm not suing, so we're clear, I'm not suing any of the fast food places. I'm good with all you people. I want my coffee frigging hot. So I'm suing you losers who spill coffee on yourself semi-intentionally and then sue the fast food places because the coffee's too hot. People shouldn't be ordering coffee. You should be ordering milk or something of that sort.
Something cold.
Right, something cold. Don't be ordering coffee.
That's right.
Don't be suing anybody for your hot coffee. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, again, if I want coffee, I want my friggin' coffee hot. If you're incapable of handling a hot cup of coffee, then don't order it. But, you know, honestly, that should be an absolute no. It should be there should be no way you can sue any of those people. Like I want to sue the people who made my coffee maker because my coffee, I just found out, you know, I said this yesterday.
Yeah, what's up?
My coffee maker is making coffee at 183 degrees and it can't be adjusted.
Oh, you know why? It's the same reason my washing machine takes over an hour to wash clothes now instead of 30 minutes. Everything's like green and economy.
I think they're worried about the same thing. I think they're worried about being sued. I don't know. I can't adjust it.
I think they think they're helping the environment.
I don't know what it is, but screw the environment and screw the lawsuits and everything else. But 183, that's what my coffee's being brewed at. So
$170.
That's a dollar a degree.
What would
a dollar a degree, and it's a piece of crap.
What?
Well, I looked that up. I looked that up today.
Okay, so you looked that up.
I looked that up today, and it says that coffee is normally brewed at between 195 and 205. I'm at 183 and stuck there. You know what it actually friggin' said?
What in the world?
It actually said you can, the pad that the thing is on, it actually said, well, you can heat up the pad that the thing is on. Hey, listen, you idiots, I don't want to heat up the pad.
Wait a minute. It said that in the book, the instructions or something?
Yeah, you look up the instructions.
Because we know the coffee's not going to be hot enough for you.
Yeah, you can heat up the pad. That's not the point, you idiots. For the coffee to be properly brewed to get the flavor out of it, you can't be brewing it at like 80 degrees, you idiots.
Yeah.
It won't help me at all to heat up the pad. If I want to do that, I could just stick the friggin' thing in the microwave. I can make it as hot as I want.
Yeah.
Make it 300 degrees.
Yeah. And my dishwasher, all the dishes, no matter what you do, come out wet. they used to have a drying cycle that you could, they come out wet for, like, if you had plastic in there, you could do it dry more. They don't. It's saving the environment or econo or it's something. Or they want you to buy the drying.
We don't care
anything
about that.
They want you to buy that stuff that helps it dry.
Yeah, look,
which
look,
I wouldn't need
look,
if the dishwasher would dry.
We don't care about the environment. And for you people who are going to be here 75 years from now, we don't care about you either. We care about us.
Well, you know, it's like they chose for us.
That's right.
You know, like that's the clothes, right. I'm telling you.
I mean, I was like amazed because, like, so I make this coffee, right? And I put it in one of those, like, thermal mugs. First of all, my first sign was I made the coffee, I pour it in a mug, and you can drink it right away. You know, you can drink it right away without any danger of being burned.
Yeah,
I knew right
then.
Because
you want to be able to ride in your car with it a little bit or walk to your car at least before it's cold and.
Right.
You know, or walk around the house after you make it or make it to the table if you want to drink it with your breakfast.
$170 is basically all it heats up to, the degrees,
kinda,
like 170
that
degrees.
That sounds kind of cheap.
The dollar a degree.
I don't know
if it's cheap. It didn't seem cheap to me. But,
I don't know. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
But it's going to be real expensive now because I'm going to throw it in the garbage. And I'm going to replace it with one that actually heats the coffee up to a real
$1,000
right, right, whatever it takes to get hot freaking coffee that stays hot for more than 30 seconds is what I'm going to do, because I'm not drinking this mid coffee. I'm out on that. By the way, I so all you people who were suggesting all those coffees the other day, the Lavazza deal, that I tried that today, mm-hmm. the Lavazza dark roast.
Good.
That gets the Road Rage seal of approval.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't get any money for that or anything from anybody, just so we're clear. Yeah. So I like that. I also bought we had people suggesting like several of those Green Mountain coffees.
Oh, yeah.
I bought three of them.
Uh-huh.
I haven't tried any of them yet.
Okay.
Amazon just brought them to my
Yeah, account. Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Everybody out there knew that.
Yeah,
because that Amazon.
Yeah, that's all I do.
To
you know, comes to me. Comes to me. Everything comes to me.
Yes.
So I tried the Lavazza or whatever it is. It's Lavazza, whatever that is.
That sounds like what it was called.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
That, very good suggestion. Very good suggestion.
Good.
I got the Lavazza Dark Roast. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. I'm a big fan of that.
Good.
Even at 180 stinking degrees, I'm a big fan of that.
I can't believe it.
Right out of the machine.
I can't believe he looked it up and it said 190
to 195 to 205, it said.
So
is what it
it's over your machine.
Yeah, yeah, right. The whole thing is more than my machine.
Yeah.
And the instructions for my machine says I can heat the pad up afterward.
So they knew that's what they were doing.
I can heat the pad up afterward to make the coffee hot enough. Yeah, screw you.
And how's that
screw you and the horse you rode in on.
How is that going to do it?
Yeah,
it
doesn't, because again,
I mean,
I'm talking about
it,
the brewing to get the flavor, the brewing,
no,
you know,
the
brewing.
I know.
It just seems to me like logically, if you're trying to brew my coffee with water that won't burn my hand at all, if I stick my arm
water
in
out
it,
of my sink
that
burns my hand.
Right, that it's not going to brew correctly. It just seems like logical, right?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
It does.
Except to the people who made my $170 coffee.
I'm still saying that doesn't sound like, that sounds like a low price that you would pay for a coffee maker.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they are.
I'm
going to
put it up at
like
the top of the road. Somebody will take it.
Free.
That's right.
They will.
Free, non-scalding coffee maker. No fear of being burnt ever.
That's right. If you're afraid of getting your mouth burnt, here you go.
Ice coffee machine. Free. Get the freak out of here.
You're going to write that on there too, right?
Yes. Yeah. So that's your
morning. Okay.
So yeah, so it's again, it's as usual, it's a split result. The Lavazza gets the Road Rage seal of approval. The coffee maker sucks out loud.
And let me guess, the other coffee maker you had last.
So
like
by the way, so
years,
now I have all
right?
this now I have all this good coffee and my coffee maker still sucks.
Did you hear me?
No.
I asked you. The coffee maker you had before lasted like 20 years, too, didn't it?
Probably.
You, yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Probably.
Nothing lasts now.
So that's the next thing, finding a coffee brewer that actually
brews
coffee.
I'm sure the texters will help
you. Yeah, it's some sort of...
texters will help you.
It's some sort of... Well, they helped with the coffee already. You know,
They did. Yeah, so if they know a coffee, then they must know a good coffee maker.
Yeah, because, you know, we get the chef who told me...
Lavazza. The Cobb,
And then a couple other people said, oh, yeah, that's good, too.
Yeah, and the other ones,
Yeah. Well, there's CD's on here. CD wants to talk about his little quarterback.
His little quarterback.
Yeah, his little toy quarterback threw for 400 yards. I will let CD. No, I'll be cutting you short, CD, so I'm not.
No.
Yeah, just hold on. You have to hold on a second, CD, and we will get to you as soon as we come back. So there's my coffee situation in totality and my road situation. So, you know, I don't know what they'll be doing next, but I'm sure tomorrow they'll be doing some other needless thing.
It's not even after Thanksgiving yet when the Christmas season starts.
Yeah.
The shopping.
Look, again, I'm not convinced these people did anything on that bridge. All right. If they did.
Maybe they were just scheduled
if they
to do
did,
something,
it's ducted.
So they went out there.
No, they're blocking both sides
around.
Of it. They got their little hydraulic jack. So they're underneath. I think what happens, Ramona, I think this is what happens. I think the boaters complain about that bridge falling down on their heads.
I'm sure.
And so, you know, every so often they go out there to duct tape the bottom of it because that's what they're doing. I heard no heavy equipment. I heard, other than the hydraulic jaff to make sure that the bridge doesn't fall down on them while they're duct taping.
You heard the pull of the duct tape.
Right. Exactly right. Other than the hydraulic jack to make sure the bridge doesn't fall on them when they're down there duct taping. Because, look, I got a news flash for you.
That should tell them something.
Right, exactly.
If you have
exactly.
to put the thing
if
up there.
If every boater is complaining that that London Bridge is falling on their
yeah.
freaking heads.
And
as
you
they,
have to put a jack up there because right, you're scared of
right,
being under
exactly.
it.
Right, exactly. These are giant warning signs.
Just put that, another one that, over and knock
right.
that one down.
Look,
that's
I'm
going to
tell you people right now, all you people responsible for that. If that bridge ever goes down, the people are going to use this commentary right here, and they are going to sue you so badly. So I would start building another bridge right next to it, one that isn't falling down while this
yeah.
one's still up. That's
yeah.
what I would do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Instead of the every 3 weeks you're out there duct taping other stuff, because you're out there all the friggin' time on that bridge. All the time. All the time you're doing this crap. What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, you're just patching it or something every time the stuff starts to... I don't know. Crumbling seems like a bad thing for a bridge. You know, boaters being hit in the head with, like, rubble as they go under it seems like a bad idea to me. Apparently not to them. I guess we'll see. CD, I'm coming to you, man, so you can tell me all about your little quarterback on the other side.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
This holiday season, give big and get rewarded. Bring three or more cans of food to your local Upcountry Fiber office in November, and we'll upgrade you to the next internet speed free for 12 months. You'll help families in need while enjoying faster fiber all year long. It's our way of giving back to the community we call home. Upcountry Fiber. Certified local. A stronger connection.
Residential only. Bring three or more non-perishable food items to our offices between November 1st and 30th to qualify. Check expiration dates. Expired food not accepted. Free speed boost for 12 months with upgrade. Regular rates apply after. No contract. Cancel anytime.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
At Blue Ridge Heating and Air, comfort and flexibility go hand in hand. For a limited time, choose the savings that fit your budget best. With 60 months no interest financing or a $2,000 rebate upfront on select heat pumps, which can qualify for federal tax credits and electric company rebates. That's 5 years interest free or $2,000 or more back in your pocket. Call today and find out which option works best for you at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. CD, I'm coming right to you. Ramona, so I watched the, I watched some of the Country Music Awards last night. I knew Stephen Wilson was going to be on it. That's really what I cared about. I saw Stephen Wilson sing Stand By Me, and it was awesome. And then he did a duet later. Here's the thing. I can't, like some of Lainey Wilson I like. Like, we've played some Lainey Wilson on the show. She was the host. That song she does about the finger and the ring, I hate that. That's awful. I don't know what that is. I don't know why she's doing that song. I guess it's a hit. I don't know. My problem is I hate most of that show. because it, most of it is like pop. It's just not. It just doesn't do it for me. You can say whatever you want. It just doesn't do it for
you
me.
You tried watching it?
I did. I had to endure this.
Oh, were you waiting on Stephen Wilson?
Yeah. Well, this is probably going to upset a couple people. I don't know. But I had to endure two Kenny Chesney songs. I'd rather poke pencils in my eyes and Van Gogh my ears. I mean, it's just pure pop. I just can't stand it. I hate it. I hate his little voice. And I'm sorry. That's how I feel. Actually, it was pretty much after that I just tapped out. I just couldn't take any more of it. So, there are still some real sort of traditional country singers, mm-hmm. and we know who those are. Uh-huh. People like Stapleton, uh-huh. and we play those. Uh-huh. But some of the rest of it, I just can't take. I'm sorry. I just can't. I mean, I don't know. I did not enjoy it. The parts I enjoyed the Stephen Wilson part and a few other things, but I didn't. It was on for like 18 hours, and I
they're on a long time.
So, right,
they are. Right. I don't watch them either.
Like I was waiting to see like the rookie of the year, you know, which I thought would go to Stephen Wilson. I heard Ben on my way in, who played some Stephen Wilson, say that he didn't think he won it. So I don't know who won that. If he didn't win it, then I'd care even less about it. So.
Yeah.
Because we don't play those other alleged rookies of the year.
Alleged.
Yeah, we don't.
Alleged.
And we don't play any Kenny Chesney either. You're in the wrong place. Yeah, you're in the wrong place.
No, we don't play Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. Tech said, Walt, you're a closet Shaboozy fan. You know what? I don't hate him.
What is Shaboozy?
Well, it's not a what, it's a him.
I don't hate him. That is.
I mean, he's actually pretty unique. So I don't hate him. Taylor said, "Well, people don't like Lainey for her music. LOL. She could have her soap."
Ew.
Dex said he was off key so bad. Who was?
Probably Kenny Chesney.
Oh, well, that works for me. Yeah. He said Zach Top won New Artist of the Year. Yeah, you know what? I couldn't pick him out of a police lineup.
Who?
Right, who? Now that same text said, my wife loves this thing. Okay, I'm looking at this. Okay, it's a ninja. Does it? Hey, Ramona. Brooke the mailwoman and Texas said Jelly Roll. Yeah, Jelly Roll's all right. Brooke said, Ramona, two things. Brooke said, if my coffee does not burn my hand through a paper cup, then I don't want it. Exactly.
That sounds exactly like Brooke.
Exactly. Can you imagine, Ramona, if Brooke and I were ever together, we would be a problem because we don't, you know. We don't like any of these people doing any of these things.
No, that's true.
Brooke is also a new grandparent. She wrote me yesterday and said, my youngest daughter is expecting her first grandbaby. So how about that?
That's
absolutely awesome. I missed that yesterday. Let me get to CD. CD, whose youngest child, Bryce Young, had a good football game. What's going on there, CD?
I'm not listening to the Bryce Young anything, to be honest. I just got back from Brazil. I was there for 3 weeks. I would say the first
week. Of course you did. Of course you were.
I know. I had a trouble connecting to my VPN, so I couldn't, like, watch anything current. So yeah. I could tell you about Palmeiras and Flamengo and Corinthians.
Yeah.
It's, but... I would say that I was able to watch a lot of NBA.
Hey, listen, just be careful on any of those boat rides. Because Trump doesn't like any of you boaters.
I know. Just coming. Yeah, no chance. No chance. But I would say for my NBA action, I have four surprise things. And then I want to give a shout-out to the SC State Bulldogs when I'm done.
Yeah.
So,
hey, by the way, is one of those surprise things the quality of your phone?
So huh?
Is one of those surprise things the quality of your phone?
I don't know.
Do you have me on speaker or something?
No, I'm talking into the phone.
Okay, all right.
Can you hear it? Is
well,
it
we hear no? you. It's not the best, but we'll do.
Not the best.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say that number one surprise is Toronto. Right. I had no expectations for Toronto. For them to be the number two seed in the East right now is pretty ahead of schedule. You know, they refused to trade Scottie Barnes, and he's rewarding them for that.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very, like, it's very, very interesting that they're crashing the East party. The East is so far down from the West this year, but they're crashing the East party, and that's good for Toronto.
Yeah.
And then I'd say number two is Detroit, 10-game winning streak, K doing his thing.
Yeah, like, he's been unbelievable. They have the best record. They have the best record in the Eastern Conference. What are they? Like 13-2 or something, or 14-2? What are they?
Yeah, 13-2. 13-2.
And the Thunder in the West are never going to lose again.
They're so good.
Yeah.
But we knew they were going to be good.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows ball knew that. This was just an upward trajectory.
I'll
right?
tell you who I'm high on, CD. I may be breaking into your list, but I'm high on the Rockets.
You're breaking into my list. So I'm actually pissed at the Rockets.
Because
I lived two blocks away from the stadium when they stunk. I was able to get tickets. I was able to get tickets for $6 after the game started. And I would just go and just watch games. And now, all of a sudden, Şengün is bringing the ball up the court, initiating offense. You got the ultimate closer in KD when he feels like it. Amen is great. And I'm like, damn you, the Rockets. Damn you. All this time I watched terrible, terrible basketball. And now I could have been watching really great basketball. And I decided to move to Atlanta where I'm watching terrible basketball again.
Yeah, how about that? You better move back. Look, Şengün is I think he's terrific. I mean, I think
he's
he gets
awesome.
Better
he's
every time
awesome.
He takes the court. And KD, even at his age, is still just a scoring machine. Like you said, he's a big shot maker down the stretch. I think that team is really dangerous. Now, I don't know if anybody's really going to be dangerous to the Thunder when all is said and done, but the Rockets could be. You know, the Nuggets are off to a good start, but the Rockets are the team that interests me because I just think they have a lot of pieces and a lot of answers, and we'll see what they look like by the end of the year.
And that was my next thing is I didn't believe that there was another level, but Jokic hit another level.
Yeah. Yeah.
This man is insane.
Yep.
If anybody just is casual, never watches NBA, just pick a Nuggets game that Jokic is playing in.
Yeah.
And just watch the game. He's one of the best offensive players in the last 30 or 40 years, easily.
Yeah, there was that game. There was that game a few days ago, last week, whenever it was. I lose track of time, but he had 52 by the end of the third quarter.
Yeah. Yes. I was checking on that game as well, sitting in Brazil eating pasta de queijo. But it wasn't, you know, I hate the food in Brazil, by the way. So I can't wait till I get home.
Really?
And then my last one is, this is a homer take.
Okay.
Con Knipple.
Yeah, you want to make him the MVP? Is that what you want to do, CD? You know the real question is how can Duke always have all these dudes and not win? That's the real question.
That's actually true.
How can Duke always have all these guys, Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple, and not win?
They had them on the same team.
Right.
I was wondering that because I actually had to download the last 3 days of your episodes.
Yeah.
And I listened to them all on my 9-hour flight back home last night. In a row, just in concession. And what I was thinking when you were talking to Basketball Dave is like, Duke had Flagg and Knipple.
Yeah.
And Knipple's going 32 in meaningful games.
Yeah.
Without Ball, without Miller. And it's just like, how did they not just
And a 7-foot center that everybody loved.
Oh yeah, but he stinks.
Yeah, well I knew that. This.
Yeah, we knew this. I want to give a shout out to my Bulldogs. You know I'm from Orangeburg. Grew up with South Carolina State. Our family celebrated 40 years of having the same exact tailgate spot this year for homecoming.
How about that?
And they gave us a nice little plaque and thing, so it was really good. Got to take my, you know, she was 8 months old at the time, 8 month old daughter, get her indoctrinated in the Orangeburg culture. But second straight NEAC championship game against Deshaun Jackson and Delaware State on Saturday, Chinnis Berry, to be able to succeed two legends in Willie Jeffries and Buddy Pough, and to go back-to-back NEAC championship games with a chance to play in the Celebration Bowl is huge. So I want to give a shout-out to my Bulldogs and, you know, my Tigers. Who knows what the hell is going on? I watched the game at, like, it was an ungodly hour on Friday night, and I was just like, I can't deal with this. And so I'm just happy that my Bulldogs and my Irish are keeping me engaged in college football at some level.
There you go. All right, CD. Good talking to you as always. All right. All right. Have a safe trip. Because didn't he say he's still there? Did he say he's still in Brazil? Is that what he said?
No, he's back.
Oh, he's back? You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Yeah, look, I think the NBA is off to a really interesting start, and I think the Houston Rockets are a really interesting team. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. That's insane. Again, they've been doing this for over 90 years, Ramona. Like I say all the time, what did your neighborhood look like 90 years ago? Do you have any idea? Do you ever wonder, like, what your neighborhood looked like 100 years ago? I mean, this is how long Gilstrap's been doing roofs. They're the most experienced, you think? They have the best ratings and reviews. That's sort of obvious. I mean, that's how you stay in business for 90 years. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs, residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap Roofing works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstraproofing.com, gilstraproofing.com. All right, we have Clemson basketball to talk about. We have all sorts of college football. We have our contest games. Ramona, do we have the results? Do we have the breakdown and everything on the pick 'em?
I'll check.
On the you pick 'em? I think we do. We'll start to break those games down when we come back. You know, I told Kwok, I said during the break, and I know they have good reasons. I think Miami's going to crush Virginia Tech. I don't care where they play that game. I think that game is like 41-10 in favor of Miami. I don't think Virginia Tech has any chance. The only chance I think they have is if somehow players are motivated playing in front of James Franklin because they're looking to secure positions. That might be the saving grace, because otherwise, I just don't see how they're scoring at all against Miami. Now, we'll get into all this. We'll break all those games down. But I actually think the way I look at it right now, listen, I think the only team in the ACC that has any chance of competing in a playoff situation is Miami. I think from an ACC standpoint, I think all ACC fans ought to be rooting for Miami to get in the playoff. I don't know how, but that's the one team that's not going to embarrass the ACC. I am not sure that any of the others will be so fortunate. Quick break.
Death Valley will host its final football game of the 2025 season on Saturday as the Clemson Tigers will host the Furman Paladins. Kickoff is set for 4:30, which means we start the Ingalls Tiger pregame show at 10:30 a.m. live inside Burton Gallery. Then, Tiger Tailgate Show takes over with Faxon and his crew. Don, Tim, and Reggie have the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's football in Clemson, it's here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hey, y'all, it's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. Choose from one or two-story designs starting in the mid-300s and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens in 2026. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $15,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's a name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
No!
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We're back. Tiger Harley says, bun coffee makers get hot. B-U-N-N. I might try that. Jason Columbia writes, Kenny Chesney, LOL, that American Idol country crap is the worst. Right. I got other people. I'm looking for the one. One made me laugh. I can't find it now on Kenny Chesney, but I think that's exactly right, man. And they let that dude sing two songs. That was two Kenny Chesney songs, and I was begging.
He's more of a Hollywood guy.
I was begging for mercy. Hollywood.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He's not a regular country singer.
He's pop. He's like to me. He's pop. I mean, it's not even country singing. It's like it's this. He's like the. What would I say? I'll get to that in a minute. All right, hey, Ramona, before we get going on the contest games, let's take a look at our polls. We put polls up. We didn't really talk about them yesterday, but we'll talk about them now. We put three polls up. Three polls, is that right? Yes? No?
I think so.
Maybe. Let's take a look at the polls and run them back to people. Go participate. Go to the roarfm.com. Go participate in the polls. Follow the prompt. It benefits us too, which we like. Go do that. Go answer the questions on the polls and let me know what you think. They're all very, very relevant. So let's go with the polls.
All right, the first one is Clemson's 2026 starting quarterback presently on the roster. Yes or no? Yes, 41.5. No, 58.5.
Whoa, yes gained. Yes gained. So a little love for Vezina and Denson. How about that? I would be no on that. I think if the answer is yes, I'm concerned. And it's not that I don't believe in those two guys. I just think that I think Denson's 2 years away, and I think that Vezina is I think Vezina should have a shot to compete for the job. I think he played well against SMU, and I'm interested to see what he plays this weekend against Furman. I'm sure he will, and get some more playing time, and we'll see how he looks. I think this is going to be a chance to see a lot of the depth chart against Furman. We're going to talk a little bit about that game later, just a little more casual conversation, really about, you know, who Furman's chief weapons are, and one of those would be Trey Hayden, the quarterback. Hayden is actually has a pretty decent arm. He's a pretty interesting player, actually, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But I think that we'll get a chance, certainly, to see more Christopher Vezina this weekend, granted against a lesser opponent, and the results should be good. But while I thought he played really well against SMU, I just do not think you can go into next season without legitimate competition at that position. And again, I don't mean, you know, some guy is going to be a future coach on the staff. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about one of the dudes that are out there. I mean, there are like 15 of them. You have to go get one of them. You know, I don't really care who it is. I don't care if it's one of those four freshmen that I listed, or whether it's you know, a guy who has 1 year. I don't care. But you are definitely going to have to go bring in somebody. I think it's a priority. And you know, it's funny because a friend of mine is in the business, wrote me and said, it was listing some positions that he thought Clemson would have to address in the portal. And one of the positions he listed was quarterback, but it was backup quarterback, or I forget how he worded it, something of that sort. No, that's not it. I'm sorry. You need a starting quality quarterback, period. And look, it's this simple. If your guy isn't better than the other quarterbacks you're facing in the league, you're not winning. I had a newsflash for you. It's just that simple. If your guy isn't better than the other quarterbacks he's going to face, you're not winning. You're going to have another disappointing season. So I think that's got to be high on the list. High on the list. In fact, I think that's priority one. I know people will say, well, safety's priority one. I think certainly the defensive secondary is a priority. But my first priority is quarterback. You need the dude at that position. There's just no doubt. Let me tell you about Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. You've heard all the people on the text line. You've heard people who have called, like Bengal John and Rudy, and talked about Yoder's and how great they are. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition. They are your one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. They're the absolute best. Stop by the showroom, speak with the incredible staff. They'll be more than glad to help you. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003. Whether you call, whether you go, tell them I sent you. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. You'll 100% thank me later. Todd in Easley. Todd, how are you, Todd?
Doing all right. I have a question for you. Do you think Garrett Riley has been allowed to fully call his offense? Because I don't think the offense has looked anything near to what he ran at TCU.
No, I think you're right. I think that, the counter game was a big thing at TCU. I don't think Clemson's had an offensive line that's been athletic enough to do the things that Garrett Riley really wants to do. So, no, I think in part he has run the quote-unquote Clemson offense.
See, that's my thing. There's several games this year where it looked like they established a good ground game. They'd get moving the ball, and then they'd get across midfield, and then they'd just call a play. It just, what are you doing? Like, you think to yourself, what are you doing? Why don't you, if you can just run the football, just keep running the football. Your objective is to move the ball down the field. Not, I hate to say it, not to be pretty for wide receivers to want to come here. And your job is to call a game to win the game. Like you said about Steve Spurrier, he hated what was the quarterback that that
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, not Peyton Manning. His quarterback at South Carolina.
Oh, Connor Shaw. Like. Yeah, Connor Shaw.
Connor Shaw. Yeah. Yes, he didn't like Connor Shaw. Didn't like the way he played the game.
Exactly right.
Guess what? He called the game. He called the game for his benefit.
Yep.
And that's what you should do. You should adapt your offense to the players you got and just do that.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions about what the staff is going to look like, and I think there are guaranteed changes coming. Whether Garrett Riley's a part of that change remains to be seen.
Like I said, I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming Tom Allen for the defense.
The one thing you got to realize, if you're going to start over at offensive coordinator, then again, you're going to have some sort of adjustment, unless you just want to say, we're just running the Clemson offense, and the next guy will run the Clemson offense too. And maybe that's the case. I don't know. I just know that it's been really inconsistent. There have been times where Clemson 100% has abandoned the run game, and I think that has not been to their advantage.
Yeah, but like last year in the Carolina game, their short passing game was working.
Yeah.
In the South Carolina game, the short passing game was working, and he admitted after the game he should have stuck to that. Sometimes it just – if certain things are working. You just got to keep it in your head. I'm going to be stubborn. I'm going to do it until they stop it.
That's exactly right. I think that's a mistake that coaches make all over America every single weekend. You get something that's working. Yeah, you're running the ball. There's nothing more demoralizing for a defense than having the ball run down their throat. That is the single most demoralizing thing that can happen to a defense. And every weekend, I see teams that run down the field, are gaining 8-9 yards. Then they get down to like the 25-yard line and on first down, they throw. Why? I have no idea. I mean, again, if my offensive line and my running game is burying people, I am doing that every single play until they stop it.
Yeah. And like you said, they'll move down the field, get inside the 20, try to run some stupid double reverse pass and all that kind of stuff, trying to trick somebody. No, if they can't stop the run, Kevin Kiley on ESPN a long time ago, if they don't have a defense up the middle, they don't have a defense.
Yep.
That means you keep running it.
100%.
Keep running it.
Thank you, Todd. Good talking to you, as always. And our thoughts and prayers are still with your mom and your family. And we're hoping for you. Let me tell you about Bennett Equipment and Supply. They're the best. Eddie Bennett has been ruling the upstate for over a quarter century. And his customers freaking love him. And we saw that at Customer Appreciation Day. And why wouldn't they? I mean, go to BennettEquipment.com, BennettEquipment.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. That's the bottom line. BennettEquipment.com, unbelievable. That's your resource, okay? Bennett Equipment Supply has been in business a quarter century, four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway in Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 US 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. Bennett Equipment provides you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. I've personally been part of renting Takeuchi Excavator from the Westminster location. Incredible. Takeuchi is the boss in the industry. They're the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Look, you can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing the union of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Bennett Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service parts. Look, you know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, you get it from Bennett. You already know. All right, we'll take a look at the polls, and we'll get to the contest games when Road Rage returns.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work